Welcome, 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 welcome to the 8th. Can you believe it? 8th. This is the 8th live stream that we've done. Now, let me just get myself organised, move some cursors, some mice around. With that one over there. Got that one, this one here. Right. We're all done. We're all ready to rock and roll. So, today's live stream. Background's a bit different. I'll come on to that in a minute. Today is about showing and explaining a different way of selling at scale, specifically for salespeople. Yes, of course, we'll get some CEOs and business owners watching this, but this is for salespeople. This is for you. And this is for you to know where I came from, my background, and what I did in the past. I'm not talking to you from the perspective of some bloke that does a bit of marketing here and there and now he's telling us how to sell. Not at all. That there is a point to all of these shows, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to jump straight into what we've got in terms of our kind of slides and stuff like that, and move straight into what this is about. So you're in sales. Who, what, when, where, why, and how? Okay. The point of presenting this is we're kind of going down this path of saying, well, it's changed. We both know it's changed. And there has to be a reason, why would I want to do this? Why would I want to do these live shows? So who's Sales Exchange? It's a bit of a mouthful, but we are a B2B live streaming new business consultancy. And it's very, very specific. And you'll see why as we work through this. And what are the shows about? Well, actually a way of orchestrating a way of selling that's unlike what you've done before. You and I both know the internet, especially on LinkedIn, eye roll, but on LinkedIn, everybody's a strategist. Oh my goodness me, aren't there so many brilliant people all plagiarizing each other's pretty diagrams. So we've done who, what, why. When should a B2B change a strategy? Well, how about you change it when you realize the current one doesn't work? And the people that know that the current strategy doesn't work is you. You're in sales. You know it doesn't work because you haven't got any leads. So you know it doesn't work. Where's the show? I had to put a where in there. I'm trying to work out what we're going to do with where. Where's the show broadcast from? Well, we're in the middle of the UK, give or take. We're an hour or so from Manchester, south of Manchester. We're in Stafford, in a place called Stone. Very nice place, part of the world. Why are we doing a live show? I mean, you think, well, okay, it's all well and good doing live, but why go live? Well, very, very simplistically, because to recommend a new strategy and a new approach, it cannot be overly technical. That's not a good idea, because if it were overly technical, you'd need I'm not saying I'm some superstar, but you'd need to clone someone like me every single time to make all of this work. And I'll show you the gear that we've got. I just need to set something up and make this work as well whilst I'm on it. There we go, because I'm going to show you some kit in a minute. But the point of this is that if you were going to go and do something, and if it was too complicated or required too much effort, I guess, you wouldn't do it. No one would do it. So it's got to be simple. It's got to be straightforward. And how can a business do the same? Carry on watching. So far we've done the live shows that we've done. This is number 8. You can see that the earlier live shows were pretty much directed to business owners. And we've got investors, SMEs, SEOs, CEOs, technology recruitment, startup scale-ups. And what about systemizing or our journey of systemizing B2B selling? And that's what we did last week. And this week is specifically B2B sales for, well, I guess this year, but predominantly for next year, because no one's going to really jump on anything right now. So that's the first thing. You've all heard of this before, features, attributes and benefits, FAB. What it is, what it does, what it means. What it is, this is a new approach to B2B selling, like from the ground up. And you'll see why. What it does, it engages prospects at scale, something that you've probably never experienced, never done. It's never happened to you before because there's never been a mechanism in place that would enable you to engage with prospects at scale. And what does it mean? Well, you went into selling for a reason. There were two reasons, in fact. One, because you could, because you were up for it, because that was your nature, because you enjoyed selling. You could sell. You were affable, gregarious and communicative and so on, all those attributes. But also you knew, or you were told, that you could write your own salary, write your own paycheck. Has that happened? Probably not. So this is a methodology to increase your commission. So, I know it's, I mean, how many people have actually been there? Yeah. And if you miss next, if you miss your quota, that's it. You're going to be, we'll have to let you go. And the whole thing about missing targets and so on, it's never deliberate. I mean, you've got some lazy people that are just hanging on to their basics, but no one wants to just live off their basic. Would get out there and get amongst it and go and sell and enjoy it because we enjoy the chase, right? So I've got to see what I've got to just move this to see what we've got next. So, okay. We've got a problem. Everybody knows we've got a problem. I mean, I guess you would agree there is a problem. I mean, you're not going to be listening to something about, you know, missing targets if you haven't experienced it or are actually going through a type of situation right now, whether it's company or individually. So who's responsible and what have they done? Well, I have to read this out because it's a bit of a long list. I don't want to miss anything out. Yeah, bear with me on this. So you've got low to no leads. And the leads that you've got are poor quality. Your BDRs are underperforming. Telesales is pretty naff. 300 to one shot. We know that. Salespeople being told to go and find new business in spite of having a big old marketing department. Fancy that. Events being attended by time wasters because they're not being qualified up front. Businesses going online, downloading documents, but unsubscribing straight away. Low or no contact us inquiries. Oh, so what? Does that mean your website's not working? Fancy that. Diminishing pipelines. Come on to that in a bit. Salespeople getting their targets increased because of poor performance. And then you've got to deal with the incendiary comments from marketing. Fancy that. Like, you can't sell. That's why we're not doing so well. We've given you loads of leads. Why aren't you selling? We're on target. All the boys in marketing and BDRs, we're all on target. We're all getting our bonuses, but you're not, because you're not very good, are you? And then you've got the other part where, you know, if you do put forward a complaint, the response is, well, unless you've got a better idea, I suggest you keep quiet. Well, this is the better idea. You're going to absolutely, absolutely love it. Yeah? Not finished yet. Pressure is brought to bear on the whole company because of poor performance. And everybody points at everybody points at sales because you're not selling. Okay, it's an operative word here, selling. One of the problems is marketing's cornered much or most of the budget. I think the average, who was it who put it out? I think it was Gartner, said that something like 10% total budget is allocated to marketing. And it keeps going up and they keep demanding more. The strangest element of it is that marketing people, senior marketing people, it makes me smile, have a tenure of 9 to 18 months. Excuse me. So they join a company, say they're going to set the world alight. It doesn't happen. They get fired. But the problem here, it's not just that they get fired. It's that the SMT, your directors, tend to just go and find a clone. Somebody else that can blag them about how much business they did in their previous job. And so they come and join the company and they dress everything up that the previous person was doing, but dress it up differently, do the same thing. This 9 to 18 months has been going on for like nearly 10 years. But no one's joining the dots. Well, except me. So, and because of this kind of, this problem, this endemic problem, marketing are not doing the research. You would think that marketers, well, that's what you do. Market research goes together. Why aren't you doing? If marketing had done any research themselves, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you. I would not have anything to say because it would have already been done. And I've got a big problem with this because I started off, I started off a long time ago. I've been doing this nearly 40 years. I started off selling technology, SaaS and services. I was doing telecoms, integration with CRM. I think the biggest deal I got was of like $4.5 million with one company. I know about sitting in front of people. I know about cold calling in the rain and sleet and snow. Yeah. Doing telesales day in, day out, trying to get appointments. I've done it. I've employed telesales people. I think the maximum people I employed was about 40 people. Didn't like it. I didn't like the management of it because I'm a salesperson. I love selling. And that's what gets me out of bed in the morning. I love doing it. So I thought I was doing something wrong in terms of how I was running my business. And so I made it my business to get involved in marketing and find out, well, I must be doing something wrong. So I've absolutely pulled marketing apart to the point where marketers do not like me because I'm saying that they are an absolute disgrace specifically in B2B. I'm not talking about consumer. Yeah, I'm specifically 100% talking about B2B. Marketers in B2B are so seriously lazy. They've refused to do any research. They've refused to join the dots. And because of that, you're in the situation that you're in. They're not. They're getting paid. You've got a target to fulfill. So you're getting it in the neck because they are too lazy to do their job properly. And so they copy everybody and do demand gen, lead gen, ABM, ABX, whatever you want to call it. And then they go and do things like gifting, thinking that that's, what's wrong with that? Entry-level bribing. Oh, that's really a slow hand clap. It's a disgrace. And of course, have you seen an increase in leads? No. Has any company seen an increase in their turnover? No. The average turnover per person per annum is 100 grand. If you look at BPM, RPA, EA, Enterprise Architect, that's BPM. For those that don't know, BPM is Business Process Management, RPA is Robotic Process Automation, EA is Enterprise Architecture. So just looking at this, there's, I don't know, just under 60 big companies, yeah? The average is 144 grand per person per annum, dollars, 120 grand. British Institute of Statistics say, average in the UK, 120 grand. This is not good. It's not good for anybody. When you consider that Google are doing $2 million per person per annum dollars, yeah, there's a massive disparity here, and there's a reason for it. And so, you know, when I kind of finish this off, that you know, I think one of the problems that it's an interesting place where the problem starts, and it starts by the way that companies begin as startups. And it's this impatience. So I mentioned this a few weeks ago that you start the company, build a product, get an MVP out there, sell it to one or two few people, go and get investment, manufacture, scale everything up, but you can't sell it. Not selling enough. Then, I mean, it's at that point that you take on a marketer or a CMO, some superstar. And then the cycle happens every 18 months because you're not selling enough kit. But it's not that your product's no good. You're just not selling enough of it. So no one really knows what to do except to get worried. And then you go, well, if you look at the statistics, I mentioned about the average turnover per person per annum. But if you look at the statistics, 20% of businesses go bust in the first year, 30% in the second, 50% in the third. And by year 10, 91% of businesses go bust. It's been like that for years. Investment. Get investment, 40% of businesses go bust, period. This is from the FT. 75% of businesses that get investment don't achieve their own targets. And 95% don't make an ROI for the investors. So why is that? And it's always down to, of course, down to how well the company is performing. But why isn't it performing? And we're talking joining the dots here. The information that you're getting now is the benefit of my years in experience. And now, like I said before, if you haven't got a better idea, I suggest you keep quiet. This is the better idea. And this is all the information and data that you need. So if you're, you know, part and parcel of this is I'm giving you the information as a salesperson and you can decide what you want to do with it. You know, you might want to take your CEO to one side and say, can I have a look at this? See what this guy's saying. This is because this, on one hand, this is absolute gold. This is dynamite as well. Yeah. So at the end of the day, you know, you've got these people that are pushing this message for marketing. And anybody that says anything different to an SMT, to a senior management team, the response from the SMT is, come on, chop, chop. How long is it going to take? When are we going to get the money? When's the ROI? Oh, you don't know? Forget it. So the impatience is still there because they want something to happen instantly. Yet everybody's doing demand gen, lead gen, ABM. If we go on to here, there we go. That's what's going on. You've seen this, you've seen the film. I can't remember the guy's name now. It's like Wormtongue. But he's speaking to Bernard Hill, can't remember his name in there. But he's whispering this evil into their ears and it's destroying the company from inside. And it doesn't work. And you think, well, why is it happening? Well, the reason it's happening is because big tech martech have a strategy. But the strategy was designed for consumers, not for businesses. Not businesses selling to businesses. People that have their own money, their own expenditure, their own cards, and go and buy something because they want it. You buy a pair of jeans, you like the jeans, you go and buy them. Buy it for your company. Well, you're going to go, well, I have to have a think about this. Is it going to make me any money? Or is it just going to cost me money? What's the implementation time? Can I establish an ROI? The buying process and psychology of what you do in business is completely different to consumers, yet the technology that you're using for demand gen, lead gen, ABM and all the other stuff was designed for consumers. And it doesn't work. We know it doesn't work. And what is this, a disgrace is that marketers knew it didn't work 10 years ago. 10 years ago, they knew that 97% of businesses hated filling out forms, which made the whole marketing automation demand gen stuff a waste of time. Now, demand-based say it's 100%. So why are they still pushing it? Because CEOs keep buying it, because we can go back to that, because it works. There's a book by a guy called Daniel Kahneman. I used to have the slide up here, but Daniel Kahneman. It's about repetition. Marketers use repetition. Of course they do. And that's how you keep telling people the same message again and again and again. And it works. And when you tell someone something over and over and over, they start to believe it and think that, well, they now know what the score is. It's called thinking fast. But thinking slow is about doing research. Marketers are not renowned for doing research. So therefore, they're not going to tell their CEOs, let's stop doing this and do something different. Why? Because they're getting, they're getting paid. So this is what the technology... You can either look at this as being the marketer or look at this as being the technology. And it is the equivalent of, like we've got here, the Emperor's New Clothes. Everybody thinks it's supposed to, you know, the CEO thinks it's brilliant. It's supposed to work, isn't it? We're supposed to be able to not have to go and cold call. People will just flood into us, and it's never happened. But there's no alternative till now. So I don't want to spend too long on all this, because I want to get to the point where, you know, we know the root causes. B2Bs have been misled by marketing employees, yeah, as we've got there, employees. Whoops, let's go back again. I've skipped past it, root cause. Sales got and gets blamed for poor performance, no alternative, and businesses keep going bust. So we know this. We know this information. Your pipelines are diminishing. It's not going to get any better. Not ever. There's a saying, you've heard it before, if you do what you've always done, you get what you've always got. Or doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result is a definition of insanity. But Einstein didn't say that, although it's put out on the internet. But it's going to get worse. And the root cause, the root cause, is not connecting with your TAM, your total addressable market. There's not enough engagement, which means everything is going down a diminishing spiral. So it's getting smaller. Marketers sell cheap, not based on ROI, because they never sold anyway. And they've become responsible for first contact. So marketing end up getting in, say get into bed with, but a more closely aligned to BDRs and telesales. But it's a 300-to-1 shot, ringing for someone up, try and find someone interested. And then the worst thing, which probably winds every salesperson up, is attribution. Marketing want attribution. They want to say, well, that should come to us. We're responsible for getting that deal. It's like, no, you're not. And so the whole process is really very, very bad. Yeah. Let's go on to the next one here. We did that, didn't we? Marketers securing salaries, misleading CEOs, hanging in there for as long as possible. I mean, I can't. Can I be any nicer about it? No, I can't. I can't be any nicer. You know, when you've been in business for 40 years and you see this stuff happening again and again and again, and you see the heartache and the grief that's dished out to business owners and all the salespeople. So the salespeople are getting the crappy end of the stick and being basically beaten over the head with a big stick saying, sell more. But the business owners who own the companies, who've got their companies up for, you know, they've got their properties securing bank loans and goodness knows what, they're being screwed. They're being scammed. Because the people that are telling them to do something have no ownership within the business. Go and get another job. Oh, look, the company's gone bust. Never mind, I'll go and get another job. And I went over this with recruitment. Recruiters, you know, do the same thing. So can it be repaired? Can sales be repaired? Well, I wouldn't be sitting here if you couldn't do that. Definitely, definitely do not go back to basics. They don't exist. Yeah? Mail shots, telesales and door knocking. You think. Yeah? The landscape's changed. There's absolutely no going back. So what do you do? What are you going to do about it? Because there's no point complaining. I might have jumped ahead of myself about complaining. But what have you got to do? Well, the first you've got to tell your market you exist. You've got to promote your content, not the product. It's really, really important. You must understand about promoting the content. It's not you that's going to do it. But you've got to keep your eye out for this. You've got to understand what your company's doing and why it needs to change and how it changes. The reason you've got to promote your content is because people like me who are buyers, we want to learn. We don't want to be taught. We want to learn. We don't need you or any salesperson coming around telling us how to run our companies, because the response is, so when's the last time you ran a company? Oh, I've never run a company. So we have nothing in common. So you want to get over that hurdle and ensure your company's producing content that educates your prospects, because the prospects want to self-serve, self-educate and remain anonymous. I don't want you knowing who I am if I'm a buyer. Why would I? You're going to pester me. I employ people to keep you away from me so I can get on with, oh, look, running my company. So if you're being pushed to go and get in front of them, not going to happen. So there's got to be a better way of doing this. Telling your market you exist. This is a numbers game. We all know this is a numbers game. But nobody has ever explained a method or a methodology to work the numbers. Okay, this particular site, in the UK, just to give some examples, in the UK there are 212,000 companies that have got between 10 and 50 employees. Yeah, 212,000. Companies that got 50 employees and above, it's 44,000, and that's broken down between 36,000 up to 250, specifically up to 250, and then 250 and above is 8,000. So go for the larger group, because we know if they're doing if they've got 50 employees, they're going to do about 5 million plus turnover. Okay? Nice and simple. They should be able to afford what you've got to offer. You don't need Dun & Bradstreet, Cognizant, Zoom Info and all the other stuff giving you the firmographic information to chuck into Salesforce to have the API back into Marketo to tell you who you're supposed to ring. Yeah? You don't need that. You can tell I know. I'm on the case for this. So, of that, between 1 and 15% of your total addressable market begin their buying journey every week. So they just begin, they're just thinking about it. And the reason that this figure cannot be disputed by anybody is because the response is, so why did you go in business in the first place if you weren't going to have a market that was going to be open to buying your product? It's got to be between 1 and 15, otherwise you wouldn't have gone into business in the first place. It's a good argument. Telesales out of the question. Forget it. Can't get involved. There's no point getting involved with telesales because it's a 300-to-1 shot, 60 calls a day, 5 days a week, 300 calls, one person interested. Not viable. If we went with 100, you want to find 100 people, 1%? To get 100 people to watch your show or to be involved with you or to look at you, you would need 100 BDRs. Now you could pay them 30 grand a year or pay them 50 grand a year. But you're not going to be paying out £3 to £5 million a year just for BDRs. It ain't going to happen. Out of interest, with the stuff that we've done in 2 months, we've had 1,500 people, just under 1,500 people, look and listen and watch what I'm doing. The emphasis there was what I am doing, because Sales Exchange is me. So there's absolutely no excuse from any marketer going, oh, we can't do. I just happen to be interested in doing this. But I think the other part of it is I absolutely love doing it because there's nothing like it. Nobody can touch this. Not just this, but nobody can touch this approach. So what you do, you set up a live stream. You do this. It's not complicated. Trust me. I'm going to come to you in a second. You set up something like this. You buy a database of your total addressable market. Say you've identified 10,000. You then send them an email every week or twice a week and say, come and watch us. Come and get to know us. Here we are. And then you upload the same 10,000 name database to LinkedIn and put banners on the same news feeds as the people that you're emailing. That's it. There is nothing else. Trust me, there's absolutely nothing else more effective. Oh, pay-per-click. Go and do pay-per-click. Yeah, sit there. Be passive. Yeah, that's what marketing want you to do. Just sit there. We'll look at the tech stack we've got. Look how much budget I've got chucking out to Google or whoever. Nonsense. You're hunters. Go out and find the business. Email them, say, hey, come and watch us. Because it works. You're watching. You are up for it. And you want to learn what I'm talking about. So you're already confirming to yourselves, wait a second, if I'm watching this, then other people are going to watch. If we've got something worthwhile to say, our prospects are going to watch us too. Yeah, exactly. You're getting it. Yeah, it's exactly that. So you put out, you broadcast this. I broadcast this, do it once a week. And then I take this live stream, I convert it to a podcast and do it as a podcast. And that's distributed to Apple and Spotify and all the others. Yeah. I've been doing this for nearly 40 years. There's nothing like this that reaches so many people. Yeah. So, and it's pennies. I'll come on to it in a minute. It's absolute pennies. Setting stuff up like this, you know, yes, you do podcasts. Yes, you have the amount of people that you could reach. Could you imagine if you have such a product that you had, I don't know, 100, 200 people, 300 people a week watching you? And of those, a percentage going to go, do you know what? I really quite like them. I think I could buy from them. Let's have a look at their website. And that's where another part comes into, which is why you need content that's going to educate and take away those forms so nobody has to fill out a form. Let them read the content. Okay. What we do, we've got we're all over the place, but we've got an open access website, no forms whatsoever, loads of content. We've got articles, downloads, infographics, live streams, podcasts, and videos. We've got absolutely everything. And we're on the social media platforms, on groups and pages and so on. So you can do the same. But the critical thing here is if you produce content, really, really good content, you don't need loads of it. You just need the right stuff. You've got people in marketing thinking, oh, what we're going to do is we're going to knock out a blog every week or every few days. Complete and utter waste of time. Because Google, this is just kind of a part to support your argument, if you sort of mean, if you go and share this, talk to anyone. Google expect you to write articles that are properly engaging, which means they have to be between 2,000 and 6,000 words long. Let that sink in. Not four paragraphs, 500 words to a page, give or take. Okay, so 2,000 to 6,000 words with an index and bullet lists, number lists, images, graphics, infographics, links, something that would really educate someone. And the reason they want that, they're not interested in you, they're interested in themselves. Of course they are, because they're a commercial organisation doing 2 million per person per annum. And they want you to write great content so then they can index it and tell their customers on Google search to look at this information, we're serving you up exactly what you wanted. Okay? Google are serving their customers with what they wanted. They don't care about you. If you're writing silly little blogs, not you, but your company is writing 2, 4, 6 paragraph blogs and thinking that constitutes producing content, absolute nonsense. Because next stage, as soon as you've written it, yes, it's got to conform to all the SEO standards. Oh, yeah, we've got Moz or Neil Patel or SEMrush or whatever. But Google won't index it. If it's not good enough, first they've got to find it. You've got to make sure you've got a proper sitemap. Sitemap submitted to Google. Google says yes, it exists. Thank you for that. Oh, we've had a look at it. We don't like it. We're not indexing it. I mean, you could have put loads of work into it. They go, no, not interested in it. And you and your colleagues are going, but this is a brilliant content piece of content. And you go onto Google Search Console and go, it's not been indexed. All that work and effort completely and utterly wasted. And you're sitting there going, and we've got Marketo, Pardot, or HubSpot, or whatever. We've got a form on there. So when someone goes on there, but Nothing. Complete waste of time. Unless they're my adverts. These adverts, I've got 288 adverts at the moment. I haven't finished yet. At the moment, being output every single day, all month, don't have to touch it, for months. Do you know, guess how much that cost? 50 quid a month. So everything I'm talking about, we are not talking money here. We're talking common sense, something that marketing is lacking. You can have one great piece of content that you and your colleagues know. You're in sales. You know what your customers want to read. So you've produced it. Great. Now produce 10 adverts to promote the content. 20 adverts. Who cares? Doesn't matter. So as long as you've got these adverts going out, that is what's going to attract your prospects. It's the information so they can self-serve and self-educate, get to know you and remain anonymous. So the whole point of it is where you are right now, you do have to review your existing content. You can set up what we call social 444, which is four adverts, minimum four adverts, four times a day over 4 weeks and repeat. So you create 120 adverts, don't have to do any more promotion, so to speak, on someone like LinkedIn or Facebook or whatever for months. Yeah, just monitor it, see what's successful, change it and so on. Right, your content, not product. Don't worry about SEM. Don't worry about SEO or SEM. They're red herrings because your company knows your focused target group. And now you are emailing them every week to say, come and watch us. What do you need SEO for? You have to think about that. You don't. Waste of money. Don't worry about, and in terms of indexing, in time, your company will go, right, here's a decent format between 2,000 and 6,000 words and so on and so on. We've got templates for that. Don't worry about pay-per-click to landing pages because you're not going to do demand gen and stop digital marketing automation altogether. Complete and utter waste of time. And you're sitting there thinking, wow, he hasn't even taken breath. And the point of all this is that there is a big, big problem. And when it comes back to impatience, like I mentioned earlier, you have to understand this. This is critical, absolutely critical for your future. If you don't get this, you will be constantly frustrated in what you're doing. 25 years ago, it would take about 10 visual touches, if you want to call it that, for somebody to become familiar with a brand or a product. And what we were doing back then, what people were doing back then, was sending stuff out, but one in three would get through, which meant you needed to have 30 things go out on a regular basis. Yeah, one in three get through, they get to see 10, you become familiar. Happy days. Now that 25 years later, we've got LinkedIn, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, X, Instagram, and so on. And loads of noise. And the noise comes from not just your perceived competition in your given industry, but also the brands as well, like Adidas and so on, because they're putting out great content on all the social platforms as well. And people are there with their thumb going, okay, yeah, okay. Click past, don't like your advert. Oh, here's Adidas, I like that. So Adidas are getting a dwell time. They're getting eyeballs on their product, not yours. So repetition is the key. Now, 25 years later, it's 30 touches. So you need 300 because only one in 10 get through because there's so much noise. But if you're just producing images and information used with the help of GPT, ChatGPT, and Midjourney and images and so on, it's not a problem. And that's what's not happening in B2Bs. Cut the impatience. Do you really just want the kudos and stress of getting investment in into your business? This is kind of a message for business owners. Or do you just want the calm and success? I want calm and success. We live through this stress process because of impatience within business. And no one wins. So what can you do? Well, don't complain. Your boss, your CEO, if you turn around and just bitch and complain about no leads, he's not interested. What you can say is, we both know that marketing has not worked for the past 10 years. And that's a fact across every industry in B2B. It does not work for anybody because demand gen, lead gen doesn't work because it was designed for consumers. But I've got a great idea. You just to inwardly digest this. Yeah. You can explain the effort. It's minimal effort, max, massive reward. It costs pennies. I'll show you some kit in a minute. Explain about failed marketing. You, as an individual, all you have to do is do this. You're paid to talk. Yeah? Put on a suit. Go and talk to someone about this product that you've now learned how it works. That's it. You can do that. And this is about, as I said before, it's selling at scale. Yeah? Not just this one-to-one stuff that you've been used to for the past however long in your career. This is about selling at scale. And it's not about the kit. Don't think about that at all. Definitely think about your competition. I mean, I'm reading the slide now. But this is the picture. This is it. So this is the webcam view that everybody has got used to. This cheap, just really ridiculous webcam view, or hide behind the webcam and call it a webinar so you don't have to put your face on it. And we're at the point where I was told when I was selling years, one of the early stories I was told is about dressing not to be noticed. So you don't go in there dripping with gold and, you know, really flash suit and you know, turn up in a Bentley. Yeah, you dress not to be noticed because you want people to focus on what your message is, so they don't notice anything on you. And now we're at this point where who are you going to buy from? Yeah, who would you prefer to buy from? Someone who's sitting there, look at and the overall kind of thing is really quite sloppy and so on, or someone that's prepared, smart, is up for it. And that's what this is about. So from the visualization perspective, you can go, oh, we can go with Tucker Carlson, yeah? That's all quite smart, suit, tie, yeah? Or me. But there's a point to this, because that, you got, well, that's television, isn't it? That's what they do on TV. We're all used to this. So how on earth have I gone to set this up? Well, you can see, my background. Yeah? And the point is, you go back to this, you can do this from home. I'm absolutely 100% serious, and you should be. Because you're like this. Like, let me just, let's move this around. So, you can press buttons. I can press buttons. You can press buttons. Yeah? So here's the studio. So you can see the studio. We've got camera A is in front there. We've got camera B and camera C. We've got some kit down here, which is for audio. We've got some other kit just here, which has got the rolling image on the background. And some other boxes of tricks. But the critical thing is this. There are four buttons on there. Can't see it very well. Doesn't matter. There are four buttons on there. Maybe if we went to camera two. There we go. So there's camera two. So here's some buttons. You can't really see them, but it's just camera one, two, three, and outro. No, it's lower third. There you go. There's a lower third. Should have done that at the beginning. So anybody can press these buttons. And the reality is you're paid to talk. Would you rather talk to one person or talk to 100 people? Yes, it's public speaking to an extent, but there's no one else here in this room. It's only me. And even with this, yeah, so you can say, right, okay, well, here we are. We're Nigel Main today in a rainy UK. How very typical, yeah? How about, I quite like that one. You know, we've got a bit of a loft looking image and so on. This is our city office, trendy city office in Whitechapel. How about we go to our Paris office, or we go to our Washington office? Now, there's a very, I say significant, there's an important part to this, which is I'm doing this show live right here now. And if I go onto there, so I've got four specific feeds coming into this show, which means I could, you and I, you could go on a Zoom call and I could bring you into my show right now as one of these feeds, on one of these boxes. It's not about the kit. Yeah, it's absolutely not about the kit. It's about being creative. And that's the issue, is that you can do this home green screen, home office studio. Anywhere, anyone can do it. Camera, mics and lights. This has just been one camera. You can just have one camera. But if for example, you had two people, you're going to meet one here and someone else there. More people want to watch two people having a conversation than any other type of video or live show. So you've got to bear that in mind. So if you and a colleague, sales colleague, bit of banter between you, do a show every week, message 10,000 people, get them to come and watch you, ensure that you've got some content that's useful and interesting. And then when it comes to your actual shows, so right, live show segments, there's 25, 30 on there, whatever. There's loads of them. You've seen it before. You've seen early evening kind of magazine type shows. Oh, first we're going to go here, then we've got an outside broadcast there, we're going to go to someone else there, we've got some people in the studio. This has now become available to absolutely anybody. Buy a camera that's got an HDMI port in it and you're away. I mean, mobiles. You could even use mobiles. You've seen people use mobiles, but it's because of the lack of creativity in marketing, nobody's actually using mobiles to communicate the company message. Instead, they'd rather go through that whole grief of hoping that people are going to find you. Madness. The other part, I'll do it next week, but adverts. Well, what about adverts? If you've got a captive audience and they're watching you, you go, and we'll be back after these messages. Press the button, advert happens. Carry on talking again, go to a new segment. We're talking selling at a scale. We're talking quasi kind of in the education versus entertainment, a kind of a balance between the two. And that's what business owners want. And if they can't watch it, they'll listen to it on the way home or to work in the car on a podcast. Don't do it. Your income's going to keep going down. If you chart your income and your individual personal visibility to your prospects over the past 10 years, look at what you're doing now. Look at how much time you actually spend on the phone speaking to a genuine prospect. And that's what's expected of us, of you, yeah? This way you go, oh, I don't care, I'm not bothered. I'll put this out, we'll get 5, 10, 15, 20 people watch it, happy days. And then at the end of the, by within a week, It's up to 100, 150, 200. It's great. It's brilliant. You can't fault it. So to do all those adverts I mentioned before, 50 quid to distribute them on social, a month. To go live, I press one button and it simultaneously streams this show live to LinkedIn, Facebook and YouTube. Two channels on YouTube, in fact. If you've been around for any length of time, your company's going to have an amount of people that follow it on LinkedIn, for example. So you could have 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40,000 people, who knows, it doesn't matter, following you on LinkedIn. You've got an instant audience. You press one button, go live. Tell them in advance. Get them to watch you. You want to upgrade people? Do a show about the upgrade. You want to upsell them? Do the upsell online. Do it live. Get them ringing you. You want to do Q&A? We're going to have a bash at Q&A next week. I've not actually done this before on a show. We're going to do Q&A next week. So I might have Liz working with me next week, but we'll get another laptop hooked into my LinkedIn account and we can do it live. I've got a question here, and I promise I won't mention anybody's name or anybody's company. I'll just mention the question and a first name. Okay? So that way you remain anonymous, because that's what this is about. But the point is, it's engaging. What is your alternative? I mean, you've really got to think about it. What have you got to lose? I mean, there's two things about it. You can speak to your boss and say, I've seen this guy online. This really is quite something. We could pick up a camera that we could use for live streaming for a few hundred quid, buy some lights, plug it in, and go live to all of our customers all at the same time, every week. Costs us pennies. And what this guy keeps saying, get rid of everybody in marketing. You don't need them. Watch his ears prick up. What? Get rid of them? How's he going to do that? Because this is systemizing and automating a process of communicating with our prospects at scale to our total addressable market. Our what? Our total addressable market. We have got a database of our total addressable market, haven't we? No, not that I know of. Any company that doesn't have a total addressable market database in situ, embedded within Salesforce for them, if you haven't got it, either your CRO needs to be fired or your CMO needs to be fired, because that is 101. If you as a salesperson don't know who you can sell to in any given area or region, it means your marketers or senior people in sales have massively failed. And I came across this company in Germany. They've got 50 million B2B names on their database. 50 million across Europe. Well, I've already told you how many businesses there are of a certain size in the UK. I think that excludes public sector and so on. But nevertheless, if you know you've got 10,000, you know there's a percentage. If you've got people watching you, there's your numbers game. You've nailed it. Well, yes, it will take some time, because it will take a certain number of repetitive connections through the content that you produce to get them on side, for you to become familiar. If you think about your company now and think about all your competition, what are they doing? They ain't doing this. And so a bit like this, for example, would I say or do anything different if I came to meet you? If you said, Nigel, can you come up, can you present to us, talk to us, come to our board meeting or come to a sales meeting, whatever, would I say anything any differently? Well, you've already gauged that. You've already decided on that, because you've gone, well, he seems pretty comfortable in front of a camera. What on earth would he say or do in front of us that would be any different? I wouldn't, because you just got to be yourself, haven't you? That's what selling's about. Just go and enjoy it. And here's a critical thing now for everybody. which is the adoption curve, technology adoption curve. I can safely say I'm at that 2.5% at the beginning as an innovator in what I'm doing. Now, what you do in your company is up to you. But you can very easily become the innovators and early adopters. And that's your decision. I think for your future, you would really want to speak to your boss or your colleagues. Do it yourself. Nothing's stopping you. This is the kicker. Doing stuff like this, doing selling today, you have to be entrepreneurially creative. Marketers are not entrepreneurs. Don't care what any of them say. Anybody in B2B marketing is not an entrepreneur. They have just sat back and done nothing and blagged businesses and shared around their clever little diagrams, plagiarized and recreated their own and presented them as their own intelligence and done zero research. Because if they had, they'd be sitting here, like I said earlier. They're not creatives. A creative person, graphic designer, creative. Artist, creative. Filmmaker, creative. Yeah, we all get that. Admin, marketing is admin. It's going through a sequence or series of tasks that you do repetitively. It is admin. So why all this onus is put on them is beyond me. But it was the Emperor's New Clothes, the Golden Goose. This is what needs to be done. Everybody wanted it to work. It didn't work, but nobody changed. So it is. It's time for you to be different. And this part, these series, you know, look back at the previous ones. These series is to help you get prepared for this. Yeah? And it's all about the future. You know, what are you going to do in the future? What's going to happen? What are you going to do differently? And that's what this is all about. You've got to do something different. In terms of the sale, give them what they want. Give buyers what they want. The old days are gone. They're not going to come back. Not ever, 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 ever. So we as buyers, we want to get to know, like, and trust you. Same old adage. Know, like, trust, buy. And in order to do that, we want to self-educate. And then we will engage with you when we're ready to buy. Don't want you calling me up. Not interested. Don't save me money. Not interested. Can already do that. I want to know how to make money. If you can help me identify different ways to make money, I'll listen to you. And that's what your job is about. Is establishing an ROI, whether it's saving time or improve this or improve that. Business owners want to know how to make money. And one of the fundamental problems you're going to come across is there's a big pride element here. And you'll come across resistance. Of course you will. There was a message, someone from a very large ABM organization who has produced a document that says, I will help you defend your marketing budget. Bloody well defend it. You've got to be kidding me. Nothing should need defending. If it doesn't work, get rid of it. And the response was, and if you're having trouble with that, you call me. I'll come down there. I'll sort them out. I'll help you defend your budget so you can keep buying our product. Give me a break. So there's a massive pride issue on the side of the marketers, but potentially with business owners as well. So you need to be sensitive to what you say to your CEO or people further up the chain, because saying you got it wrong. Now, everybody got it wrong. We all got it wrong. We all put our trust in marketing. We all did this. We all endorsed marketing, thinking that marketing was on our side. Marketing is the only department that's saying there needs to be a closer tie and a more synergy with sales. They are the only people saying it. salespeople are going, well, you can get lost, actually, because I've got nothing to say to you unless you can give me some decent leads. Prove yourself with the leads and I'll talk. Because they want attribution. Okay. So talk to your colleagues. Talk to your co-salespeople, your co-presenters, yeah? And think about it. Well, we could do this. Sit in front of a camera and have a chat. That's all it is. That's all it is. That's all there is to it. And people get to know, like, and trust you. I quite like him. I don't like her. I like him. Or vice versa. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Mix it up. Change it up. Get different people. Have lots of people. Review your website. Really important. And we've got loads of information on our website that you can look at. And you can suggest an evaluation. You could do it internally. You call me up. I'll come and do it with you. I'll organise a meeting. Do it online. Do it face-to-face. Not bothered. But the critical thing is, because of all the information that we've got, and there's stacks of it on our website, you can do this yourself. You can do this yourself. Yeah? And so I think that the most important thing is that you could go it alone. Yeah? You could. Do it yourself. But you've got to learn it, yeah? And that's the kind of... The only thing that we get to offer, the only thing we can offer is speed. The speed at which we can help your organise and change, get everything in place, and none of it's lost. I mean, you do a live show, it's recorded, and it stays on Facebook and LinkedIn and YouTube forever. So people keep coming back to it. And if you've got, you know, like links in the description, you go, well, have a look at the links in the description, come to our website, we've got brochures and blah, 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 blah. It's forever. It's none of it's ever lost. And all it's taken is 12:02. This has been an hour. And I'm going to say goodbye. It's job done. And that's the critical point of this. And for the people that are a bit, I don't know. I mean, I'm always all in, like feet first. But of course, naturally, do it in parallel. Why not? But the thing is, when your CEO realizes, wait a second, we don't need to do pay per click. We're paying thousands on that every month. We don't need to do this. We don't need to do that. Our website is being hosted by some company that's ripping us off. But if you look at what you're doing, if you look at the kind of the backdrop, if you understand the backdrop of wherever you're putting your money, is it a backdrop built for consumers or is it a backdrop built for B2B? And B2B is specific. No like trust. Yeah, no like trust, self-serve, self-educate, remain anonymous. And of course, you can do this every week to thousands of people. And if there's only a couple of you in front of the camera, it changes that whole mechanism of going, well, we don't need as many people doing that or as many people doing this. We need some people in front of the camera. We need some people, you know, maybe one person or so doing the technical bit, bringing it all together, make sure it all works. One or two people maybe on the chat because people are asking us questions during the show. I would rather people were sitting on the end of a screen like this at home, for example, communicating. If you want to talk to one of our sales guys, just go in there and we'll route you through and you can speak to them at home. You can speak to them at their home office. And this, you know, this is what they get to see. Whether you want a rainy background or not, it doesn't matter, it's irrelevant. But, you know, you've got a green screen, you've got everything set up, and it is super professional. One camera. This happens to be that I happen to have a certain box of tricks here that makes the green screen look really good. Yeah, none of that kind of hazy stuff and what have you. But that's all. And so you're showing your prospects, not just that you've got this very engaging and entertaining live stream every week, and you keep messaging them, reinforcing who you are all the time. Ask your boss, How many times have we messaged our total addressable market in the past 12 months? And he won't be able to answer it. He'll say, I'll come back to you on that. He'll then go and ask marketing. He'll say to marketing, how often are we actually direct messaging our total addressable market, offering them something that they can just have without demanding something in return? They'd probably say, never. We don't do that. And so this way, invite them, enable them to be anonymous. They don't want you to know that they're looking, but you know who they are because you're messaging them. That's good enough. But that 1%, that's special. You know, 1% of your total addressable market looking at you every week. You couldn't do that with BDRs. It's impossible. The number's too big, too ridiculous. So the cost in terms of all of this, you could do it with an iPhone. And you could do it on an IMAX camera with Steven Spielberg. So it's everything in between. It's anything you like. But the point is that you don't need much. You know, your salespeople, you as salespeople, should have this set up at home. That's what you should have. And then there's kind of a final thing. Imagine your boss says, absolutely not doing that. You go, okay, fine, okay. Go and do it yourself. Do it yourself. There was a guy called Frank, I can't remember his surname now. And a long time ago, he said, you know, if you want to keep customers, communicate with them direct. Write your own newsletter. Yeah? Write so people listen and can read what you're writing about. You don't have to write. Do your own live show. Explain to them who you are, what you do, what fires you up, what you love about your product. You do it. There's nothing stopping you doing it. You're only selling the product. But you create your own audience. Something to think about. But I think you will find when you communicate this, because this is, I suppose, it is an attack on marketing, because marketing have failed in a very, very, very big way in B2B. And this is the alternative. This is what can be done almost immediately, but it does take time just to set it up, that's all. And to inform you, you could send a message out next week. Come and join us the week after. But you'd have to prepare for this. That's all. It's only a timing thing. Yeah. But the cost of doing this every week, it costs nothing to stream. Tell a lie. Cost me 50 quid. 35 quid. 50. Whatever. Yeah. $49 to stream simultaneously. Right? That's all. And 50 quid, 40, 35 quid to message, to keep the messages going out. Yeah? So the only difference is your email. So you've got 50, email, 100 quid or whatever to message 10,000 people 12 times a month, according to link that I think it was MailChimp, last one I looked at. So we're at 200 quid. So the only thing I haven't got a figure for would be what it would be to put a banner on LinkedIn to those 10,000 just for it to appear, just to say, come and join us. So you're not asking for any clicks, you're just saying, come and join us. And of course, you've got these people that are already on your, who are following you on your company. There's some various parameters. You've got to have a minimum of 150 people following you on your company name, on your company page, sorry, on LinkedIn. Other than that, that's it. So that actually brings us to a close. I hope you enjoyed today. You've got to think about it. Just take time to think about it. Yeah, Rome wasn't built in a day. Think about this. Think about the implications. Think about how you want to present it, approach whoever you need to approach about it. But the important thing is that it's all about great content. And whilst you can create, you have to create good written content so that people can look at it. But equally, create great content and then talk about it. Oh, we've got this brochure here. Have a look at this. This is what we just produced, and we're going to talk about it, don't we? I've got so-and-so here. It's not difficult. Honestly, it's not difficult. you just have to kind of get over that. I don't know, whatever. If there is anything to get over of doing a live stream, you know, you might be speaking to 5, 10, 20 people, 100 people. Doesn't matter. As long as you keep doing it. Because you can, like I said, it's going to stay on all the social channels and you can put it on your website as well. But more importantly, you can keep repeatedly promoting it to your total addressable market. So that's it. Let prospects remain anonymous and stop throwing money away, good money after bad. And that, like it says right at the bottom, digital marketing and automation for B2Bs has failed. It's not salespeople or the products. It's marketing. The future is still bright. And that's it. That's it from me. Next week, we've got a Q&A. We'll have a bash at that, see how we get on. And please do join us then. Just to show support, say, oh, we watched it, thought it was great, good luck to you, blah, 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 whatever. Yeah, but join us next week and we'll have a bit of fun online. And that leaves me to press the final button, which is the outro. See you next week.